Hello, Linguafiles. Welcome back to Grammar Lab, your friendly guide to navigating the intricacies of the English language. Each episode, we uncap the test tubes and peer through the linguistic microscope to help you speak and write more confidently.
Today, we're stirring up a grammar reactant that's been causing a reaction among language enthusiasts for decades. It's the adverb, hopefully. And trust us, you'll want to stay tuned if you've ever found yourself on one side of the debate, or hopefully you're just curious.
So let's get into it. Hopefully is an adverb that means in a hopeful manner. But the debate that fires up grammar minds is not about this definition. It's about the way hopefully is often used to mean it is hoped that, or I hope that, which is sometimes referred to as the sentence modifying use.
Right? It's the difference between saying she looked hopefully towards the horizon, where hopefully clearly describes how she looked, and hopefully the rain will stop soon, where hopefully describes the speaker's attitude towards the future event, not how the rain will stop.
But why such a fuss? Well, this usage of hopefully as a sentence modifier is relatively recent. Historically, adverbs have been used to modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, not entire sentences.
And speaking of history, hopefully has been part of the English language for a long time, but it wasn't until the 20th century that it started being widely used as a sentence modifier. This shift in usage raised some grammarians' eyebrows.
Yes, and let's do a quick quiz. Jack, I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and you'll fill in with either a verb modifying or sentence modifying, hopefully. Ready?
Totally ready.
Blank, they will announce the results by the end of the day.
That would be the sentence modifying use. Hopefully, they will announce the results by the end of the day.
Spot on. Now, how about this? They waited at the podium, blank.
Here, hopefully, is verb modifying. They waited at the podium, hopefully.
Bingo. You see, it's not just about where hopefully is placed in a sentence, but also about what it's actually modifying.
And despite the debates, sentence modifying hopefully has become widely accepted, even making it into respected style guides and dictionaries. The American Heritage Dictionary, after a survey, concluded that most of its usage panel accepted hopefully in its sentence modifying role.
Which just goes to show that language is always evolving, doesn't it?
That's all the time we have for today's experiment in Grammar Lab. Hopefully, you've enjoyed our delve into the swirling mists of grammar and usage.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, language is a laboratory, so keep experimenting with your words.
Until next time, keep your grammar synapses firing. Goodbye.
Goodbye.